All right, everyone, you know what time it is. It's the last week of October. It's the last week of Dark Month. And it hasn't been that dark. We've had some dark stuff, but not as dark as we normally do. And that's because, you know, I'm also going through the change in seasons and all that good shit. It just does a lot to my body. So I'm just trying to deal with it. And I dealt with it a lot better this time than I have previous years, so that's a good thing. But alright, guys, so let me go ahead and get started with Great Deceiver, which we're doing for the rest of the week. Yeah, I'm doing Great Deceiver on Monday, Tuesday, excuse me, it's already Monday's over with. Today, tomorrow, and the next day. 3 days of Great Deceiver. And then we'll be doing something completely different. Friday starts November 1st, but, hold on. So Thursday's gonna be really fun, because I'll be doing Great Deceiver and Dead Days. Wow, that's gonna be fun. I just looked at my schedule right now. Alright, so yeah, Great Deceiver, and some comics. And then Dead Days, and we'll see how I manage to do all this. Getting the right amount of sleep, probably. Oh, and by the way, guys, we have to turn the clocks back on Sunday, so it means I'll be going to bed a little better, getting a little more sleep. Maybe my stuff will be better. I don't know. Sometimes when I have more sleep, they sound better. But I also work pretty hard, so if there's days where I'm working my ass off, it doesn't, you know, things aren't as great. I'm not as enthusiastic after working a hard day, you know, at 40. You guys forget, I'm 40. I know I don't fucking sound like it, but I'm 40. I just have this curse where I look young and I sound young, but I'm not young. And it's weird, it always, you know, it always kind of freaked people out. Well, you look like you could be 16. It's just the way I am. I mean, my mother ages, she aged very slow too. We just got very good aging, I guess. Probably should have passed my genes on, right? Alright, so, at any rate, let's get started. After I finish eating, I head to my room and unlock the door. Wow. The room reminds me of a nice hotel room, feeling a bit too fancy for someone like me. These rooms must be where VIPs who want to stay over in the building live. I was expecting some rather bland room for employees, not such a beautiful room, so I'm a bit bewildered. At least I should be able to get some nice rest in here. With that in mind, I quickly undress and get ready for bed. Thud! Good night. I hop into bed, call into the empty room, and go to sleep. Call into the empty room. I wonder if that's supposed to be crawl into the empty bed. I look around in the daze for my phone as the alarm goes off. Ugh! Is it morning already? I slowly get out of bed and stretch, knowing that today's my first day of the week with Marie. I know I can't sleep in. By the way, guys, you might find this funny, but my new bank card came in. So, this is not a promotion, but I went to QQ, CUCU Covers, and they let me put in my own image. So I found that classic image of Mari over there next to the vase, you know, the vase, the vase, whatever. And that is going to be the cover for my fucking bank card. Because, you know, there's stickers. You put the stickers on them, and they're really good stickers. They last about 5 years, guys. I swiped the shit out of my card, and that sticker stayed strong. I'm telling you. They're a really good company. So you can get any kind of, I mean, I haven't gotten in trouble for it, but, you know, any kind of hentai, or if you want AVN stuff, whatever you want. If you want to get some lewd stuff or some hentai art, you can probably put it on your bank card. But just remember that when you take it out, everybody, like, might look at your bank card, especially if it's got a giant pair of titties on it, which is what I almost did, but didn't, because I know better. Okay, knowing that today's my first day of the week with Mari, I know I can't sleep in. I got a lot of sleep, but I still feel so sleepy. Hey, at least people can't judge. Mari clearly looks like, I mean, she's 30-something years old in that picture, guys. So I'm gonna be like, that's a, no, I dare you to say that about Mari. I could see if there was a little waifu that, you know, you might, that normies might be able to say that, but, wow, that's a very sophisticated anime character. I've never seen one like that. Yeah, you should come over to her mansion. I'm sure she'd enjoy you. I got a lot of sleep, but I still feel so sleepy. I shake my head and try to snap out of it. My mind still feels cloudy from yesterday. Even though I did so much yesterday, I actually wake up with morning wood. Yes! Oh, give me a break. I look up at the clock on the wall and let out a sigh. It's already 8:45, so I get a move on. I don't have time to waste! I rush over to the sink to wash my face and change into my new uniform before running down to the cafeteria. Once I'm done eating, I head straight to Mari's room. I open the door, stepping inside exactly at 9 in the morning. Good morning! You were cutting it close there! I was gonna make you drink my pee again if you were even a second late. I'm a bit disappointed. Sorry. Does she really like peeing in my mouth that much? Let's get started at once. Come on, then. Mari waves me over to a corner of the room. She then hits a button on the wall, after which the mirror on it slides over to reveal a secret elevator. This leads to my exclusive special room down in the basement. The basement? Why? It's got some special tools and devices we don't have up here. So that's where we'll be training starting today. Uh-oh. You know, you're going to the basement, buddy. That sounds real fun. This room is already packed with all kinds of equipment. What other kind of devices even are there? Oh, you don't want to know, mate. You don't want to know. So, I want you to take the elevator down once it arrives. When the doors finally open, I do as I'm told, with Mari practically shoving me inside. The doors close again behind us, and the elevator starts quickly moving down. It seems to travel directly to the basement, as there aren't any other stops on the way. And when it finally stops, we're greeted by an eerie silence. Click! The doors slide open, revealing a surprisingly spacious room. There's no windows, but the space is weirdly bright, and there are various tools and other things I've never seen before arranged on the walls. I can't help shake the feeling, though, that it doesn't exactly seem like a training room. Oh wow, look at that big X. But where are we? We're in our secret training room. It's just you and me. The walls are completely soundproofed and enclosed in a Faraday cage, so no phone signals or anything can get through. In fact, it can even withstand chemical, biological, and nuclear attacks. Holy shit! No one will bother us when we're training, while we're training down here. Knock, knock. Go away, God. Not even you can bother. It's like that fucking fortified. She looks around the room proudly. In other words, she can do any twisted thing she wants down here without anyone finding out. You say it's a training room, but I don't see any actual training equipment in here at all. I've never seen these tools before in my life. I look around at the strange devices on the walls in confusion. Don't worry, I'll teach you everything you need to know. So where do you want me? You just comply with what I tell you to do. As long as I'm satisfied, it'll all work out swimmingly. In this room, I am the master and you are my servant. Understood? I can only nod in return. Looks like my role as her personal trainer counts for nothing in this room. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's start with your first task. Oh, but before that... How are you feeling, physically speaking? No unusual aches or pains? Even Mari is apparently concerned after what she put me through yesterday. My head feels a bit woozy, but honestly, I'm fine. No point in lying about that. Mari nods at me and smiles. Good, then you'll do just fine. Here, start by taking this. Mari drops two strange capsules into the palm of my hand. Boy, I wonder what they do. It looks like more of the same pill she drugged me with yesterday. It's the reason my head is so woozy even today. And yesterday I only took one, but taking another look in my hand, I see two now. It's the same as yesterday. Well, it was a prototype. This is the real deal. You handled taking it so well, so I figured you're ready for this. This one works even faster than the one you took yesterday, so don't worry. Uh-oh. What's that supposed to mean? Now I'm even more worried. She's clearly using me as a guinea pig for this stuff. Take it already. Stop wasting my time. The moment she raises her voice, I panic and swallow both pills. I gather up some saliva and swallow again, making sure they both go down. Damn, you can't give a man a glass of water? Ugh. Good. Honestly, I'm afraid she's gonna set the place on fire with all them fucking candles. I have to go along with everything she says, so I can't say no. Besides, while it does have some weird side effects, I know she won't feed me anything that will kill me. Well then, back to business. Time for your first job today. Mari reaches for an extravagant-looking ornament which has a strange glass inside. This chalice has been passed down for generations, and the Merovingian dynasty is a national treasure. It's said to be one of the chalices used during the Last Supper, holding the blood of Christ. Oh my god, what's she gonna do with that? This woman's drinking from the fucking... Well, I should say the fucking, that's not right. This woman is drinking from the cup that Christ himself. Wow. And it's not the coffee mug that says Jesus on the front. I spent a lot of time and money getting my hands on this. It's always been my dream to drink from it. I see. I just stand there listening to her talk. I don't know anything about relics like this, so I have no clue if it's real or fake, but I can tell by the way she handles it that it must be incredibly valuable. Hey, didn't the guy that drank in the wrong cup that wasn't Jesus's, didn't he like, I don't know, melt? Like, I turned into like a skeleton, if I remember Indiana Jones correctly. No, indeed! Don't drink that one! Oh, yes, it's as beautiful as I imagined! Ah, I'll drink from it! Ah! Well, I guess it must be the real cup because, nobody's a skeleton right now. Huh? She talked about this holy chalice as something so important, I'm completely taken aback by her request. I want to use a chalice from the Last Supper to drink a man's cum. Doesn't that just sound marvelous? I mean, look, she said that thing was protected against, like, God himself. Because I think Jesus is gonna be a little upset hearing about that. Like that's when you actually get a visit from Jesus. All these people said, oh, Jesus said this to me. But no, you're gonna get a physical in form. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, lady, may I ask what you're doing with this cup here that I drank from on the Last Supper with my disciples? I mean, you know, that's just kind of wrong, don't you think? It sounds like the idea of a complete maniac to me, or Satan himself. And if this is really the real deal, it sounds like something believers around the world would literally kill her for. They would. So what do you say? Will you do it? Will you chicken out? Oh, wait, I came so much yesterday, I can't just come again that easily. I don't think I have enough build up yet to fill this entire chalice. Oh, don't be like that. You slept all night. You must have lots built up in your balls. Not enough to fill up Jesus' cup. I mean, goodness gravy. It doesn't happen that quickly. Take off your top. I do as she says, tearing the incredibly tight clothes off my body. It must look like a fucking Yaoi character right now. Ugh. And I'm shocked as I see what's going on in my pants as I do. Your dick looks ready to get to work already. Sure enough, my dick is rock hard, already staining the thin fabric with pre-cum. Looks like the pills are working perfectly. I bet you can't wait any longer with your dick like that. Sure enough, my dick is already tingling, desperate for release. It's like I'm being possessed or something as I suddenly find myself reaching for my dick. These pills really must be much more effective than what I took yesterday, like she said. Ha, ha. Before I know it, I start panting from excitement. How do you want me to do it? Do you want me to jerk off right away? At this point, I just want to feel good right away and can barely contain myself. Don't rush. If you just jerk off, it'll be over too fast. Fucking would be the best, but that would reduce the quality of your semen. I don't want to contaminate your pure and fresh morning semen with anything else. Who cares about the taste? Just let me come already. This is my suggestion to make sure we can wring out the purest semen possible. She then points over to a chair in the corner of the room. What do you think? This was made specifically to milk the semen out of a man's dick. She boasts about the chair. A chair that does it? Which has what looks to have some kind of pocket pussy attached to it. It looks like a fairly simple chair put together and upgraded with expensive materials, which gives off a very homemade feel. You know, like Grandma used to make with her pocket pussy chairs. Homemade, just like Grandma used to make. Sit down in this and the electric masturbator attachment will squeeze the cum out for you. At first glance, it didn't look that way to me. But is this really all automatic?
second.
Well, go on. Try it out for yourself. Don't just stand there. Folks, I've got a War of the Original commercial in the background of my head right now. I remember when my grandfather showed me the automatic masturbation chair. He said to me, "All right, boy, now it's your turn." And now I'm a grandfather, and I won't hesitate to show my son the automatic electric masturbation chair. It's got a nice, rustic, homemade feel. She's raising her voice again, so I quickly get in the chair like she wants. Clank, clank. Okay, so you guys that are like, "Grim, why is there a thing?" Well, because, first of all, that's how the Japanese people see it. For those of you that don't know already, and second of all, Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne will not have that mosaic. Remember, both games, no mosaic. Not one. It'll be amazing. As I sit down, various belts are attached to my body to hold me in place. And I do love that CG. I mean, Mari looks breathtaking there, even though she's absolutely fucking batshit crazy, just like I like her. Relax, these are just for safety. Besides, you won't need to use your arms anyway. Once my arms are tied down, my legs are next. Be it for safety or not, I can't move at all like this. Now, before we begin, let's get this annoying hair out of the way. She takes out some kind of tape, probably used for waxing, and puts it on my pubes. Rip! Ah! After making sure it was attached, she pulled that tape right off. Well, sir, I know that did not feel good. I think every man felt that right now. Just ripping the tape off. Yeah! Boy, that's like, ooh, that's like putting alcohol on that. Ah! Intense pain spreads through my crotch as the tape comes off with tufts of hair on it. I look down and sure enough, my groin is as bald as a baby bird. That's more like it. Your pathetic half-grown pubes were bothering me yesterday, too. You could have told me that instead of plucking them all out at once. That type of waxing tape is definitely not meant for your groin. Well, it looks better now, so let's set things up. She grabs the robotic arm and sets it up against my dick. There we go. She then takes out the masturbator to fill it with lubricant before positioning it in place around my dick. This lube is filled with an aphrodisiac, like everything in this building, so it will feel extra good. At this point, I'm not even surprised. I'll turn it on, so get ready. This is gonna knock your socks off, I promise. All right, Miss Millennial, let's go ahead and get with it. She puts my dick inside the masturbator and turns it on. What the hell? The pleasure is way more intense than I was expecting. The urge to ejaculate wells up in my dick right away as the toy starts hitting all the sensitive spots on my dick at once. The sex store toys I've used in the past don't hold a candle to this. Come to think of it, this might even feel better than actual pussy. Well, don't get him believing that. See? Doesn't that feel amazing?
NASA が開発した特殊生体シリコンを使用し、その内部はスーパーコンピューターで計算され、
It's made with a special synthetic developed by NASA. Good old NASA! Developing fucking synthetic material that we can put around our dicks. And it's running on a state-of-the-art computer that helps map the spots that feel the best. And the vibrating unit is AI controlled with all kinds of sensors on it to get all the data it needs to blow your mind. It's truly the perfect sex toy. Get TFM one of these. TFM, I want you to try out this fucking chair. Even though it's in a game, I want you to try it out. It's got a fucking AI-controlled sensors to get data to blow your mind. That right there is a fucking cell. What she's saying all sounds like complete gibberish, but since I'm actually trying it out, I can attest to the mind-blowing part. Every single vibration is making me want to come, and I'm not even doing any of the work. Well, I'll be! Other sex toys like this would just be tubes that don't reach the head, so they're not that intense. But this one hits every single sensitive spot, making it impossible to endure. Wow! Can I come? I look over at her in desperation, and she looks and says, no. But I'm gonna come. No. Oh my. So quick? I just turned it on. I like your enthusiasm, but please don't give in just yet. Besides, the longer you hold out to the very end, the thicker and creamier your load will be. With my arms and legs tied down, I'm completely at the mercy of the machine with no control of when I can and can't come. If I could at least move my hips, I'd be able to thrust a few times to make myself come. Then again, who knows what she'd do to me if I went against her orders? Well, it'd be cruel to keep teasing you for so long, or too long, rather, and everything seems good to go, so let's get into it. Besides, being jerked off by a computer surely isn't anything for you to write home about, is it? Oh, you don't even know, lady. You don't even know. You guys remember about DP and the blowjob machine? You know, he hadn't talked about that in a long time, I wonder. Talked about how amazing it was, and I haven't heard anything else since. I don't know if he still uses it, or he just doesn't want anybody to know he uses it. But, yeah. The one I tried but found not fun, so it just sits there and does nothing. Like everything I've bought that was a sex toy. You want some proper fat material that'll have you coming buckets, don't you? Yeah, lady, you read my mind. Bing, 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 bing. That's where I come in. I'll be that fat material for you. Hee hee. Mari steps out in front of me and starts lewdly gyrating her hips. Oh lord, is she gonna start twerking? Oh, here we go. Once you start, it's always. Her heady pheromones are already tickling my nose, making my cock twitch in anticipation. Now let the pleasure take over you as you imagine all the naughty things you'd like to do to this body. Can think of a few. Click! As Mari says that, she flips a switch at the end of one of the cables extending from my chair with her foot. Oh, oh lord, it's going! The switch seems to dial up at the speed as everything suddenly starts moving faster. He's gonna start looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the original, what was it? Ah, damn it. I can't remember the name of that damn movie. The one where he's on Mars. You know, there's that one scene where his face goes, that one. I can't help but moan in desperation as the ecstasy assaults my body. Just putting my dick in this thing felt amazing. So having it vibrate and stroke my dick like this is unbearable. Ugh. Ah. Ugh. All I can do is shake in my chair, try my darnest to withstand the pleasure. I must look like I'm currently being tortured to death in an electric chair or something. Aha, that's a fun reaction. I bet you could never go back to fapping normally after this. Mari observes me, a look of sheer glee on her face, as I groan pathetically in my chair while it continues to fuck the living daylights out of me. This is getting me quite turned on, so maybe I'll strip down too. She slowly puts her hands on the thin fabric of her skirt and proceeds to deliberately lift it up in front of me. Rustle, rustle. Oh, there we go. She's getting a little bit of a fupa, I guess. Getting a little older, you get that, I guess. As her skirt flutters to the ground, her juicy thighs and crotch reveal themselves before my eyes. Her barely there panties are barely able to cover up her modesty, and I can make out her engorged pussy lips through the soaked material. Not just that, but they're riding up into her meat curtains, and I can see a lewd stain spreading across them as Mari's excitement continues to build. Ugh! Gah! Gah! My eyes are glued to Mari's crotch as the masturbator device continues to screw my brains out. Don't look at me that way. You're making me shy. Despite her protests, she doesn't sound embarrassed in the slightest. She moves her hands up towards the bustier top covering her chest. The film I was thinking of was Total Recall, of course. How can you forget the three-breasted chick? But yeah, there's that one scene when Arnold's going, "Arr!" His face is all distorted, all twisting and all that, because I think he was, I think they let him outside of the Mars colony and he's didn't get any oxygen. I can't remember exactly what had happened. But yeah, that's what I thought of when they started putting the thing on full blast. Despite her protest, she doesn't sound embarrassed in the slightest. She moves her hands up towards the bustier top covering her chest. Here, I'll show you these as well. I thought you never would. Ah, there we go. Without a moment's hesitation, she then promptly removes the entire thing, knowing full well I'm hanging on her every move. Her bounteous breasts spill out before me in all their glory from beneath her bustier. She leans in towards me, making sure they dangle in my face just close enough. My arousal skyrockets as I set about eye fucking the sight of her beautiful bared body at once. The sensors on the masturbator pick up on this and start moving it even faster, because it's got those AI sensors, you know. Squelch, 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 squelch! Ah! I'm coming! I'm coming! Each exquisitely timed stroke pushes me further towards the edge, and before long, my voice and body are both shaking as the urge to ejaculate takes over, totally doing the Arnold Total Recall thing now. You're going to come? Very well then. Come all over my body. Sensing I'm in vinegar strokes. In my vinegar strokes. Never heard of vinegar strokes. The chair picks up the pace again, stroking me even faster. I gasp for air, my breath ragged, as I'm assaulted by the intense pleasure all while staring at her crotch. I'm gonna come! I'm gonna come! Splurt! Splurt! Ah, look at you go! It's hard to believe I came that much yesterday based on the amount of semen shooting out of my cock hole. Stark white ropes of jizz streak through the air before raining down with a loud splatter on Mari's crotch and thighs. They cling in place for a moment until gravity sets in, then trickle down and drip from her nether regions into a chalice strategically placed below. Splurt! Splurt! Ah! The pleasure from my orgasm dominates my body, and I just keep shooting out more and more semen. Once it detects I'm coming, the chair slows down too, to where it merely squeezes my dick while slowly moving up and down my shaft. Splurt! As my ejaculation ends, the machine stops moving completely, finally releasing me from my pleasure prison. That's the first load of the day for you. What? What do you mean the first? And so thick! Mari glances down with a satisfied grin at the semen coating her body. That said, this chalice isn't anywhere close to full yet. Jesus is gonna be displeased either way, lady. Sure, I came a crap ton despite being thoroughly drained just yesterday, about as thick and creamy as my gunk looks in her fancy chalice. I still got a ways to go. Oh look, my panties are drenched too. She slowly reaches for her jizz-soaked panties. She sees me watch her in anticipation though, and she stops halfway. You want to see the shameful state my pussy's in, don't you? What you really want is to shoot it all out inside of me, wasn't it? Isn't it? Oh, some of these... that's just not proper English. I think what it's meant to say is what you really wanted was to shoot it all out inside of me, wasn't it? I nod in response before I've even realized. Very well. You may see it, but make sure to come a huge load in return. She grabs hold of her stained panties again and slowly pulls them down. Here, take a good long look. Wow. It's totally like that meme where they show the sandwiches. They show the white sandwiches, the black sandwiches, and the Asian sandwiches. And the Asian sandwiches have that great big mosaic on them. So folks, we ain't seeing shit. It looks like a bunch of pixels from the old Nintendo. You know when your game would fuck up and you'd see a bunch of pixels? That's literally what it looks like. Mari removes her panties altogether to show off her mosaics to me, her hips again gyrating salaciously. Gulp! I swell in excitement as my eyes are drawn to the center of her wet crevice. Yesterday it'd been all I could do to keep up, so this is the first time I really get to appreciate it in mosaics. Her pink labia look trim and taut for a woman of her years, which we can only kind of imagine, and she's shaven the whole area, making it almost look innocent. Ageless, even. I can smell Mari's scent and heady pheromones as they tickle my nostrils, making my head spin. My gaze fixates on her mosaics as if I'm devouring it with my eyes, and I can feel my arousal gradually building up again despite having just came. Soon enough, my post-nut erection, which never really went away, starts getting harder inside the masturbator attachment. Vroom. Naturally, the chair detects this and automatically kicks back into gear. The masturbator firmly grips me by the shaft and begins pumping away all over again. But I just came! Having my sensitive dick stimulated suddenly makes my whole body jump in surprise. Combined with the aphrodisiac lotion, intense pleasure erupts through my body, making it feel like every nerve in my dick is under assault. My dick instantly balloons to full capacity, twitching desperately as it spews sticky pre-cum from its tip. Haha, seeing middle-aged snatch get you this hard, does it? I must say, I'm getting a little concerned for your future. Hey, he's just hag-maxing. It's no big deal. All the guys are doing it right now. In that case, I'll let you bite down on these panties you love so much as a reward. Mari watches on in delight as I groan from the pleasure, then takes her panties still drenched with my jizz and stuffs them into my mouth. Ugh! With my arms and legs bound, I'm a sitting duck and have no choice but to take the cum-stained panties between my teeth. I bite down on them almost immediately as I try to endure the pleasure from the masturbator, which only forces the taste of my semen to spread to my whole mouth. But after drinking all that cum yesterday, this is nothing. Watching you whimper with my panties in your mouth is really turning me on. Isn't that electric pussy just the best? The AI learns with each ejaculation exactly what gets you off, then optimizes its fap techniques just for you. Yep, TFM needs to review this damn chair. It sounds amazing. I mean, listen to it. The AI learns with each ejaculation, so every time you get off, it learns what gets you off, and then it optimizes its techniques just for you. That is incredible. A marvel of science, gentlemen. You know, I was seeing this is kind of a... It's an off point, but I was looking at this little stuffed animal that girls, or women have, obviously. And it's this little stuffed animal, but they showed it wearing some underwear, right? And then when they took it off, it had this great big phallic attachment. Like it's a big purple dick attached to it. And it throbs and vibrates. And it's a little stuffed toy. I'd say about the size of a pillow. That's fair. About the size of a pillow. And basically, women are just using this thing. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go do this with my stuffed animal. It's a literal stuffed robot dick thing. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? Because while we do have the little stuffed dolls, whatever they used to call them, teddy babes, I don't even know if they still make them anymore. I don't think they actually had, like, the electronic attachments and stuff that thing does. Like, that thing literally has an electronic vibrating robo-dick. And it's just like a fucking little bear that you buy for, like, you know, a kid or something. But they don't even realize that it has that. I was seeing this thing on social media, and, like, a lot of ladies were chiming in and like, oh, I gotta get one of these, and oh, this would be great. Yeah, a man goes, hey, I want me that fucking chair that learns with every ejaculation just what gets... You can't have that! You horrible man, what's wrong with me? Right? Right? Am I right, fellas? Come on now, let's be fair. I can tell that it's learned a lot already. As it's owning in on my most... It's honing in, it's not owning in. But it's getting close to that. It's honing in on my most sensitive points even more than before. Because the chair is so incredibly good at sniffing out my weaknesses, I'm already close to coming again. I try to say it out loud, but with the panties in my mouth, it comes out as a bunch of muffled gibberish. You're fine. Now cover my pussy income for all your worth. Get those mosaics wet, mate. Split, split. My cock throbs again as it spills out my second load for the day. So hot on my skin. My cum sprays all over Mari's pussy, just as she instructed. I watch as my thick jizz showers onto her crevice, glazing it muddy white. Slurp, slurp. You came so much already, but it hasn't thinned at all. It's still so creamy. Like daisy? Like a dollop of daisy sour cream, kind of? Mari gazes starry-eyed at my thick jizz as my thick jizz streams deeper into her crotch. Is there a way to make this text a little larger so old Grim can see? Ah, yes, the text box. No. There's no way to make the text big enough so that people can actually look at it. My eyes ain't what they used to be. Since she has no hair there at all, my cum simply slides down the smooth curves and folds of Mari's thighs and slit. Drip by drip, my semen collects in the chalice below, which slowly fills up before our eyes. Drip, drop. With my second load spent in the sex chair finally powering down again, my world of pleasure seems to finally come to an end. I slump my head forward, thoroughly exhausted. And yet, even though I've finished twice in such a short time, my cock is still straining for more. I spit out her panties, which are still soaked in my own semen, and now drool and gasp for air, my shoulders heaving. Meanwhile, Mari watches me out of the corner of her eye while rummaging through a nearby drawer. She takes something out and shows to me. My pussy's all tingly now from having watched you. She's brandishing an enormous dildo in her hand. Like we're talking fucking Penelope Black Diamond size. Whoops, probably shouldn't have said that. But yeah, that lady, folks, you check her out. I don't even see her that much on X anymore. Maybe she left after the thing. But that woman, my God. I did not know that dildos existed of such a size. Like, there was something that would literally be about the size of the Hulk or King Kong, or... I'm just like, woman? It's gonna come out of your mouth. Like, it's just gonna go all the way through, up through the esophagus, and it just, I don't know, how does she do it? And she's very tiny, so I've no idea how in the world that works. You could put 100 men in that vagina, I'd say. For a split second, I forgot my exhaustion and let my jaw drop to the ground at the sheer size of it. It's a little bigger than yours, but it'll have to do, says every woman ever when... Of course, it's some not me. No, not me, not my wife. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we understand, but, you know, a little bigger doesn't even begin to cut it. It's a crime to humanity. A good fisting would probably stretch her out less than that. Imagining Mari ramming that massive thing up her perfect pussy sends shivers of awe and excitement up my spine. I can already feel the blood rushing back down to engorge my already rock-hard dick. Well, here I go. This is the part where I get mine. You get yours, too. Let's feel good together. Yeah, well, that's fair. You know, at least she's not doing anything super heinous. Like, I'm sure it's coming, but so far, she's been okay. She gave the man this awesome fucking chair that even I want. And, there's like, okay, so we're not gonna do anything too crazy this time. I mean, yeah, the cup and the cum, Jesus, he's not gonna be real happy about that one. But this, it's not too bad. She's done worse shit, we know of it. Maybe she decided to chill out in her older years, but then of course we'll start playing Sleepless and be like, oh my god, she's only gotten worse. Mari scoops up some of my cum from her crotch and smears it on the tip of the dildo in her other hand. Then once it's thickly coated into a layer in a layer of spooge, she slowly pushes it up against her pink folds. Squelch! Good lord! Yeah, that was about the size of the one my ex had. And that's why she couldn't feel anything. Nothing. Forget the hot dogs. You can throw the hot dog cart down there if she wouldn't feel it. You know the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? You throw that whole damn thing down there. Huh? You feeling anything yet there, honey? Her pussy opens up, sucking the tip of the dildo inside. I can clearly see her pussy stretching as a massive thing is pushed inside her. It doesn't take long before a good portion of the thing is submerged into her folds. Nothing beats some decent girth. It went in easier thanks to your semen, too. Now let's masturbate together. Oh, well, isn't that nice? Mari starts slowly moving the hand that's clutching the giant dildo. She starts moaning as a massive dildo moves in and out of her pussy. I can see her clit throbbing as it grows harder and bigger. Her arm clutching the dildo speeds up and she starts moving it faster. Squelch, 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 squelch. I can see the semen she smeared on it being devoured by her pussy. Wet, lewd noises ring out from her pussy as she churns her insides with a massive dildo. As the sound grows louder, so do her moans. Watching all this unfold is making me incredibly horny. I'm getting so excited watching, I can't wait much longer. My dick is rock hard, throbbing desperately as it craves more pleasure. My sex chair knows just what to do and starts moving again. Oh, that sex chair. Vroom! I'm gonna come again? My head goes blank as the intense pleasure returns. I've already ejaculated twice, so my dick is pretty raw and sensitive at this point. You move too. Move those hips in time with my hand. Mari's shouting out to me as she continues to fuck her dildo. I do as she says, summoning the strength I still have to force my tied up body to move it as much as possible in my restraints. The pleasure is intense enough already, but when I start moving, it gets even stronger. This feels too good. That's it. Move like you're having sex with me. I get completely caught up in the pleasure and move along to the rhythm of her dildo. You know, the chair can't do the gyrating. Like, it can't move him. Like, that chair, it needs to be able to give him the motion. Like, to move, you know what I mean. The seat needs to move up so it feels like he's actually banging her. That would be great. I should talk to the engineer of this chair. Sir, I have the perfect idea. Imagining it being my dick stirring her insides fills me with renewed arousal. Soon enough, I get completely caught up in the ecstasy and pissed in my hips like a wild animal. It's like it's your dick that's ravaging my pussy. Yes, I'll come in no time at this rate. Keep going just like that. Move those hips and make me feel good. She starts moving her hand even faster, controlling my own pace in the process. Squelch, 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 squelch. As my arousal continues to rise, the speed at which the masturbator strokes me accelerates in turn. I simply can't endure any more pleasure and find myself about to come once again. I'm gonna come! Yeah! I'm not far off either. We both watch each other's movements so we can climax together in sync. Not that one. Go on, come! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! Here it comes! I'm coming! Splurt! Splurt! We climax together, our bodies twitching and trembling in perfectly timed rapture. It's my third time, yet another large load of sticky stuff erupts from my tired cock. Ah, look at that! You wanted to come inside me so bad you came that much? Splurt! Splurt! My semen sprays all over Mari's crotch before dripping down and pulling in the chalice below. How does it feel spilling your seed into a holy relic? Such sacrilege. Have you no faith? I'm afraid this cum isn't for fertilizing my eggs, but don't worry. I'll be sure to gulp it all down to the last drop. Mari looks closely at the layers of thick white semen filling the chalice as she murmurs to herself. Splurt, splurt. One final splurt. One final spurt jets out just as thick and viscous as the first, before my ejaculation finally subsides. I let my head droop down like a rag doll, struggling to catch my breath. After coming three times, my drug-induced rut has finally died down a little for now. I turn to find Mari, has since pulled the massive dildo out of her pussy and is now flopping it around in her hand. Well, as long as she doesn't hit him with it. Wah! Good work. The chalice is finally full to the brim with your cock milk. Ugh. Man. I mean, I apologize to Jesus here. That just ain't right. She tosses the massive dildo to one side and picks up her holy semen chalice instead. Oh, goodness gravy. It's so heavy, and the smell is just... She takes a deep whiff of the musky odor emanating from the creamy contents of the chalice, her expression euphoric. Wow. Wow. She says, oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I have to read this, but a little rough. Oh, Lord, my soul is with you now. Please grant your lost lamb eternal youth. Amen. Wow, okay, so that's not good. And then, of course, or amen. Yeah, not so great. Mari offers a prayer, then raises the chalice to her lips and downs the whole thing in one go. She heartily gulps down the cum, she heartily gulps down my cum, making loud gulping noises the whole time. Just watching her is enough to give me heartburn. Ugh. F- Phew, that hit the spot. Mari drinks every last drop of jizz in the chalice and announces out loud to no one in particular. Nothing beats drinking semen out of a sacred chalice. I could feel my youth returning with every mouthful I swallowed. It honestly wouldn't surprise me considering how good she looks for her age. That is true. Maybe she really did use my semen as part of some youth and beauty regimen. Well, that's our morning workout out of the way. How about we limber up before our next session? Mari starts changing into her training clothes. Here we go! Once she's dressed, she pulls the fabric around her ass and lets it fall back into place with a loud snap. Meanwhile, I'm still strapped in my chair, watching her in a daze. My dick is still stuck in the masturbator and still very much erect. Oh, I almost forgot! Mari turns to me and claps her hands before continuing. There's something else I need from you. She takes something out of her drawer again. Let's store up some semen with these again. She takes out a fresh condom and waves it around. I feel a bit confused at first. I came so much already, does she really need more? Just like every morning. I drink semen in the evenings too. I'd love for tonight's load to be yours as well. Drinking semen in the evening really firms up the skin and keeps it glowing the next morning. So there you have it. Go on. Now, there are absolutely skin benefits to semen. That is true. The sperm facials have been around for a long time, guys. That's real. You can look that up. She's not wrong. Of course, I don't know if drinking it out of the cup that Jesus himself drank from at the Last Supper, kind of a big deal in the Bible. One of the bigger deals, I'd say. I don't think that's a great, not the greatest idea. They often said it'd be a lightning bolt, kaboom. That's how to get a visit from Jesus. It's not a good idea. But Mari grins and rips the wrapper open, then starts sliding the condom out. Can at least rest for a second? Can I at least? No, you can't rest. It's fine. All you have to do is stay put. Your sex chair and I will take care of the rest for you. I'm powerless to resist, of course. So Mari begins rolling the condom down my cock without waiting for a reply. She obviously knows what she's doing. What she's doing too, because in the next instant my cock is nearly cocooned in a thin silicone sheath. There we go! I'll help this time, so enjoy to your heart's content. With that, she turns around and brings her ass close to my dick. Well, now, what did she do to that ass? I do not remember. I'm gonna have to go back and look at some early CGs. I don't remember that. When did that happen? As her ass touches the head of my dick, I jolt in surprise. She starts rubbing up against me, making waves of pleasure spread through my dick. I'll help you out. You can come right away if you'd like. The situation is way too stimulating, and I start getting excited again right away, even though I'm really exhausted. My dick grows hard as a rock, ready for action once again. This wakes the AI up again and starts stroking away at me in a heartbeat. Pleasure spreads through my body like electricity as my AI chair swiftly strokes my dick. I thought the condom would make it a bit less intense, but that's not the case at all. It's so thin, I didn't even notice it was on. How does our ultra-thin condom feel? It's like you're not even wearing one. Isn't it just... Well, I don't know. I've never liked condoms. I've always felt them to be terrible. You can't feel anything and it's awful. I understand why they're made. It's just... It's awful. She starts rubbing her ass up against my dick. Between the pleasure from the chair and her soft pussy, I feel like I'm losing my mind. She's still wearing her training outfit, which sends near painful shocks of pleasure through my dick as she rubs up against me. I gasp for air as I'm dominated by the sensations assaulting me. It doesn't take long for me to start approaching climax again. I'm coming again! Oh my. You must really enjoy my pussy. Very well, let it all out. She starts moving her ass even faster, firmly rubbing up against me. The AI speeds up too, and I'm quickly pushed over the edge. I'm coming! Splurt! Splurt! The thin condom starts swelling right away as my semen begins gushing out. It's coming. It's always a treat watching you come. Mari looks down at the condom, carefully watching it bubble out from my semen. Splurt! Splurt! The pleasure makes me tremble non-stop as I continue pumping semen into the condom. He, look at you pushing your dick against my pussy. You were imagining this condom was my womb, weren't you? Splurt, splurt. As my ejaculation finally ends, the condom is stuffed full of my semen. Good work! Although don't go thinking that means we're done. It still isn't enough. Let's go for another round. Again, she doesn't wait for a reply, but quickly starts rubbing up against me. Ah! Without warning, Mari also sets the chair to full speed. The moment she does, the AI starts relentlessly stroking my dick. Rub, 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 rub. Ah, please, I'm gonna die! I barely have a second to rest before the intense pleasure assaults me all over again. That's a fun reaction. I feel like coming just watching you. She starts moving her ass faster, rubbing up against my quivering dick. I'm super sensitive from coming already, so the intense stimulation instantly pushes me towards climax yet again. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming again! I'm driven to orgasm yet again as another load starts rushing up my urethra. I'm gonna come! Splurt, splurt. You came already. You came already? Good. Let everything out of your balls. He's not gonna have any balls left. They're gonna be periods instead of balls. I do just that, squeezing out the last remnants of semen from my tired gonads. The condom starts swelling up even more as a fresh load of semen begins filling it up. No more! Splurt, splurt. I squirm and twitch in the chair, shooting lots of semen into the condom as I feel my eyes roll back in my head. Splurt. And finally, I let the last of it out. I slump back into my chair. The condom is so full now, it's practically falling off my dick from the weight. Mari just watches and gently takes the heavy condom off my dick. Snap. She takes the condom off my cock, then turns to face me. She then holds out the full condom, which jiggles back and forth. She looks at the completely stuffed semen with a grin. Good job, I can sleep well after drinking this tonight. Now, as a thank you for a job well done, I'll give you a reward. She lifts aside the crotch portion of her training outfit. As she does, she reveals her lewd pussy once more. No! Alright, guys. So, this is gonna be the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner, rather, with more Great Deceiver. And we're gonna go through that piss scene really fast, because, yuck, blech, I'm not into that. What is that, Bear Grylls drank his own, no, he didn't do that. He drank his own piss, urine, yeah. But that's because he's Bear Grylls. And he had to fucking survive. This guy, he's just trying to survive. And she's making it harder. It's like, drink my piss. No, lady, you're crazy. All right, I'm out. See you next time.